USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Members of the president's defense team plan to conclude opening statements in the president's Senate impeachment trial on Tuesday. One of the president's attorneys, Jay Sekulow, reminds us,
there is no violation of law. There's no violation of the Constitution. There is a disagreement on policy decisions. Most of those that spoke at your hearings did not like the president's policy. That's why we have elections.
President Trump unveils his Middle East peace plan, and the president is calling it a win-win opportunity for both Israel and Palestinians.
Today's agreement is a historic opportunity for the Palestinians to finally achieve an independent state of their very own. After 70 years of little progress, this could be the last opportunity they will ever have.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says there are 5 cases of the coronavirus in the United States. He says despite those cases, Americans don't need to worry about their safety.
Americans should know that this is a potentially very serious public health threat. But at this point, Americans should not worry for their own safety. This is a very fast-moving, constantly changing situation.
A gauge of consumer confidence rose by more than expected this month. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
According to the Conference Board, the Consumer Confidence Index rose to 131.6 this month. That's up from 126.5 in December. Economists were expecting a rise to about 128. The board also reports 49% of consumers think jobs are plentiful right now, compared to 12% who think jobs are hard to get.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As the impeachment trial of President Trump is continuing on Capitol Hill, much of the discussions are continuing to revolve around calling witnesses. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham has a prediction regarding witnesses.
I'll make a prediction. There'll be 51 Republican votes to call Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the whistleblower, and the DNC staffer at a very minimum.
Graham continues,
however, if people want witnesses, we're going to get a lot of witnesses. This idea of calling one and one makes zero sense to me.
The AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs are looking to win their second Lombardi Trophy on Sunday and their first in 50 years. Head coach Andy Reid says they're getting settled into Miami for the week.
Had an opportunity to be here at the hotel and have our meetings, and they're taking good care of us, and again, we look forward to the rest of the week getting ourselves ready to play against a real good football team in the 49ers.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says they hope to avoid a third straight slow start this Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we don't get down that like we have the last few games. But, I mean, the best thing about this team is we've learned how to win different ways as far as scoring early, scoring late. And so being able to play in every type of football game has prepared us to go out there and win in whatever way possible.
The Super Bowl set for just after 6:30 Eastern time on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.